Second paragraph of Adias Mishnah Yud. Afu hoya oimem. He also said. Rabbi Akiva said. Chamisha dvarim shel shneim osa chodesh. The five things that last 12 months. Mishpat dor ha-mabul shneim osa chodesh. That it was a whole year of the dor ha-mabul. Their mishpat, including the rains and after the rains and until things got back together again. Mishpat Iyov shnei masa chodesh. Iyov also went through his trials and tribulations for 12 months. Mishpat Mitzrim shnei masa chodesh. The esemakis till the geula took 12 months. Mishpat Gog and Magog lost lovely shnei masa chodesh. This war of Gog and Magog, which many people will die in, also is a 12-month. Situation. Mishpat Hashem b'Gehenim shnei masa chodesh shenema, like it says, the judgment of Hashem b'Gehenim is 12 months. This is the idea of saying Kaddish only 11 months, because we don't want to relate to the deceased as a Rashi. Hoya midei chodesh b'chodesh, as it says, they will come every month. It means when that the chodesh that he died will come again, then he'll come out of Gehenna, then he'll be able to be mishtachel lefnei Hashem. Yeah, that's the way you learn pshat in this pasuk. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri Oimer min haPesach ad haTzeres, he says that the mishpat of Hashem in Gehenna is only from the time of Pesach to haTzeres, shenem yudei Shabbos v'Shabbos soy. And Pesach is called Shabbos, mimochas haShabbos, we bring the Oimer, which is the second day of Pesach, and the Tzeres is also related to Pesach from Sheva Shabbosos, from that point of time. Could be that there's a connection to that period of time, is that's a time from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Satoira, a person that did not take advantage of elevating himself from freedom to going into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Avdus. That represents the people that are Yoyosh Gehenim.